Dear friends, I'm sorry to tell you that Mr. Rosier is unwell. He cannot speak, and therefore is unable to be with us today. May the Lord remember us and visit our souls. This evening, God willing, Mr. Mark Seymour will preach. Let us commence this reading service by singing hymn number 24. Why should the children of a king go mourning all their days? Great Comforter, descend and bring some tokens of thy grace. Hymn number 24. Holy Word It's from the book of the prophet Joel and chapter 2. The book of the prophet Joel, chapter 2, and we'll commence to read at verse 10. The first verses speak of a mighty enemy coming against Judah and speaking figuratively of great enemies coming against the souls of God's people. We'll commence at verse 10. The earth shall quake before them, the heavens shall tremble, the sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executeth his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart, and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God. For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent, and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering, unto the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, and those that suck the breast. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber, and the bride out of her closet. Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Then will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity his people. Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and ye shall be satisfied therewith. And I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen, but I will remove far off from you the northern army, and will drive him into a land barren and desolate, with his face toward the east sea, and his hinder part toward the utmost sea. And his stink shall come up, and his ill savour shall come up, because he hath done great things. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring, for the tree beareth her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the fats shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Amen. May the Lord bless his holy word to us. Benji.
Do come now and grant us a true spirit of prayer. Put that true faith in our hearts to truly believe in thee and to come unto thee in all our need. O Lord, poor unworthy sinners that we are, we pray that thou wilt have mercy upon us and remember us this morning and help us to truly call upon thy name, truly believing that thou canst do all things. Oh, do have mercy upon us. Lord, we're so full of unbelief. Our coldness and deadness, oh, thou seest. Lord, we have to mourn over it. But, oh, we do pray that thou wilt quicken our soul, that thou wilt draw us by thy power unto thee, thou who alone can revive our souls and turn us and bring us again unto thee. Lord, how soon we wander away from thee and look to self and all the things of time. Yet, Lord, thou art the one thing needful, and oh, that thou wilt bring us each to truly know it and to look to thee, to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us in thy blood, to prepare us for a never-ending eternity. Oh, do help us then each to lift up our eyes unto thee and to see thee, that compassionate high priest that pleads our case before the throne. O Lord, and bring us each then to know, as we have just sung, assure my conscience of her part in the Redeemer's blood. Lord, what more can we ask? Oh, to know these things, for thou to bring them by the power of thy Holy Spirit into our hearts, O Lord, and then we can rejoice in thee and thy salvation. O, do remember us then in mercy, and help us each to be true seekers after these great eternal things. O Lord, we do desire that thankful heart for all thy many mercies to us, mercies here below. But, O Lord, to know thee, those mercies that thou hast granted us, O Lord, thy word applied with power into our hearts. Lord, we do pray for that truly thankful heart, as thou hast used thy word even in this house to do us good. And we pray then that thou wilt come today and use thy word again. O, cause it to be powerful and effectual in the hearts of never-dying souls. Leave not one out, send none empty away out of thy house. O Lord, we have to mourn over the fact we have not thy servant with us this morning. We pray that thou wilt remember him where he is, and that thou wilt bring him through, raise him up once more to stand on Zion's walls. But Lord, we pray for thy presence, that thou wilt use thy word, those things preached in times past, that thou wilt bring to life and cause them to do good, to bring forth honour and glory to thy name. We do pray then that thou wilt help each of thy servants this day, O Lord, and that thou wilt open their mouths, give them that true liberty to bring forth a precious Jesus. Remember each one. And Lord, as we come into thy house, we do pray, if it can be thy will, that thou might send us that settled ministry, a pastor after thine own heart. Lord, we look to thee to know thy will concerning these things. Oh, do help us then to truly seek thee, to seek thee to do it for us, that it's thy will, that thy will may be done. Oh Lord, how easy we look to ourselves and find our own is working still. Oh, do have mercy then on us in all our needs and in all the things of time. We look to thee and seek thee to make a way for us each. O Lord, thou knowest the needs of each one gathered here this morning. Lord, those needs not known to another person, but all is open and known unto thee. We do make a way, do make a way, do answer those prayers called unto thee. And Lord, we pray that thou wilt sanctify these things. Oh, that thou wilt cause one and another to be able to speak to thy honour and glory. Lord, work then in sinners' hearts. Use thy ministry here. Use thy word. Apply it by thy power. For it is all of thee. It must all be the Holy Spirit's work. But Lord, do help us then to keep our eyes on Jesus fixed, the one thing needful, the one that can do all these things for us. Lord, to trust in thy name for our eternal salvation. And Lord, we do pray for that thankful heart as thou hast brought another babe into thy house this morning. We would return thanks unto thee for thy mercies to each one. And Lord, that they each might be possessed of thy fear, and that thou wilt bring them forth in thy time as one of thine, one to praise thy name, to honour thee, Lord, and if it can be thy will, to build up this cause here. Oh, we do seek thee to work wondrously, to work mightily in the hearts of one and another. Bring them unto thee. Oh, do help us then still to trust in thy name. And Lord, we do pray as for those trustees of Bethesda, as we heard on the past day, Lord, that thou wilt guide and direct their thoughts, their steps, their actions in thy will, in the right way, that there might be that good thing done for thy elderly people. O Lord, thou alone canst work these things. We do commit them unto thy care. Remember each one. And Lord, we remember this land of ours, the confusion, the wickedness, the wretchedness. Lord, it abounds on every hand. Oh, do have mercy upon us. Remember, in wrath, remember mercy. We pray then as we come towards another election, O Lord, that thou wilt raise up some that truly fear thy name, that possess thy fear, that look to thee, that would have that right desire to do thy will. Do then have mercy upon us. Stem the tide of wickedness, if it can be thy will, and bring us through. Oh, that we might be brought as in times past, a nation to fear thy name. Lord, these impossible things with us are not impossible with thee. Oh, for that faith to look to thee, to work mightily. Do then remember us in mercy. Remember all the children gathered here in thy house. O Lord, it seems in this day and age a relatively rare sight. We are favoured with it here. We pray that thou wilt put thy fear in each one and do them good, and that thou wilt build up thy cause here, that there might be in days to come those that can praise and worship thee. Do look down in mercy upon us. Remember each one for good. Go before us each now and help us through this day, through this service. We pray that thou wilt use those things preached in time past, and that, Lord, that they might be made life and light to never die in souls, even this morning, if it can be thy will. And bring thy servant tonight with a word from thee, a true message. Open his mouth. Help him through the day thus far, and give him that word to bring this evening. Lord, grant us each that hearing ear and that understanding heart, for we need thee to work in both. Oh, to see and to know thy power, thy work made manifest here. Lord, have mercy upon us. Remember us now, for thy great name's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 985. O ye despairing sinners, hear, ye thirsty, sin-sick souls, draw near. Here's water whose all-powerful stream shall quench your thirst and wash you clean. Its healing power has always wrought beyond the reach of human thought. Hymn 985.
Thank you.
read to you a sermon preached by Mr. Herbert Dawson. And you will find the words of the text in the chapter we read, Joel chapter 2 and verse 32. Joel chapter 2 and verse 32. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. This is a word which brings before us the gospel of the grace of God in a very brief compass. And a great mercy it will be if you and I are made to be the character that is referred to in this word. It can soon be tested if you and I are such characters as we are here before God. The word of God declares, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Do you call on the name of the Lord? Do you know what that privilege is as you live your everyday life? Are you shut up to God because of what you are by nature as a sinner? And by your circumstances, wherein you need divine aid to see crooked things made straight and rough places plain, I would have you think on these things as grace is given, because you and I are just poor sinners with never dying souls. We are each of us hastening to an eternal destiny, either heaven or hell. The gospel is so beautiful in its simplicity. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. I want, as the Lord shall help me, to work out this line of things, for this word seems to be especially laid on my mind to bring before you. I know it is going down to the well with an old, well-tried bucket which has carried water before. And God, in his mercy, grant that the bucket may be filled yet again. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. The setting of the subject is very solemn, because it brings before us what is a very dark background, something like painters who put in a dark background so that the picture they want to paint may stand out in greater relief. The setting of the subject is the judgments of God being poured out. And yet, although it speaks of things difficult to interpret, things to do with prophetical truth, hard to be understood, yet there is a meaning. The Holy Spirit inspired godly Joel to put down this context. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come. No preacher can tell you just what is the meaning, but this prophetical truth will be made plain as it is brought to pass. Meanwhile, there is hope for poor sinners concerned to win Christ and be found in him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. I will look first of all at the character referred to. Maybe godly Joel had some searchings of heart when he was inspired by the Spirit of God to put down this word, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Joel was a prophet to the Jews as a nation, but the word whosoever goes outside the Jews, and the Apostle Paul makes it plain later on what is the meaning. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever, great word. It does not refer to everybody, but it can include anyone who answers to the character, and it only includes such characters. Behold, he prayeth. This is the hallmark of being the character that is in the text. Is it the truth about you? Do you live your life and neglect the throne of grace and never knock at mercy's door? Can you live prayerless? If you do, as yet you are Christless. And if you die like that, you will be lost. We must get down to bedrock and find out where we do stand in these things. Whosoever. I like to think that this word whosoever is linked up to the word whatsoever. When Solomon offered up that wonderful dedicatory prayer when the temple was opened for the worship of God, he had a word like this: if there be in the land famine, if there be pestilence, blasting, mildew, locust, or if there be caterpillar, if their enemy besiege them in the land or city, whatsoever plague, whatsoever sickness there be, what prayer or supplication soever be made by any man, which shall know the plague of his own heart and spread forth his hands toward this house, then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place and forgive and do and give to every man according to his ways whose heart thou knowest. Whosoever, whatsoever. Now that opens up to us what the gospel really is. It is difficult to preach the gospel as it should be preached and set forth the beautiful, blessed simplicity of it and the comprehensiveness of it. Remember, it might help some poor sinner in this assembly to think on it. The vilest sinner out of hell, who lives to feel his need, is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. The devil may suggest that your case is such that God will not regard it, and he may seek to hinder your waiting on God because you are such a sinner. He may remind you of this and that in your life and think to set it up as a barrier between God and you. Oh, but this word emboldens you to go just as you are and remember in going that all manner of sins shall be forgiven. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Sinner, if thou art taught to see how great thy guilt and misery, in every thought and act impure, the blood of Christ thy soul can cure. This is a good word for you to think upon. Any of you concerned to have some religion that God is the author of? Yea, all of you who want to know that matters are right between God and you. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. The name of the Lord. The name of the Lord denotes his nature. One name of the Lord which is outstanding is, whom though we cannot comprehend, knowing thou art the sinner's friend, we love thee and adore. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. And there is that name of the Lord which is sweet for faith to contemplate. Thy name is as ointment poured forth. His name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord. I ask you before God, do you do it? As you live your life day by day, are you thankful that this privilege is afforded you in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving? Let your requests be made known unto God. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Do ask the Lord to help you and to give you a right understanding of this word, whosoever. I look at this word delivered next, because that makes plain that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord has got an aim in doing so, an errand, as the Puritans talked about, an errand to the throne of grace. Call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. If you are the character in the text, if you have the mercy to be a sinner born again, I leave the if with you. If you know what it is to call on the name of the Lord, then you do it through necessity. In your soul's experience, needs arise, and such needs that God alone can attend to. And you are brought to say with Job, I would seek unto God, and unto God would I commit my cause. And in this word delivered, there is set forth the troubles that befall people taught of God, wherein they need deliverance. And it says in the word of God, out of Zion shall come forth a deliverer. Sometimes you sing about it. Strong deliverer, be thou still my strength and shield. Now that is a mercy to prize. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance. And why? The concluding word in Joel's prophecy will tell you. For the Lord dwelleth in Zion. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. It might be that some of you have come to such a pass in the dealings of God with you that you are brought to your wits' end. Margin reading, all your wisdom is swallowed up, and you long to see a ray of hope. You would be glad to know there is a possibility of deliverance being where you are in things divine. The word of God has a word in it like this. Is there any word from the Lord? And Jeremiah said, yes, there is. Oh, what amazing words of grace are in the gospel found, suited to every sinner's case who knows the joyful sound. And you, poor sinner, like Jonah it may be, not in the whale's belly as Jonah was, but like Jonah in the belly of hell itself in your soul's feelings. Because there is this and that come into your life, things hard to be understood. Is there a word from the Lord for you? Yes, there is. And the word of the Lord is, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. What you need is the spirit of prayer poured upon you. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. And you read, the case that is too hard for thee, bring it unto me, and I will hear it. Yes, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. I will touch on some things that the character in the text will need to be delivered from. First of all, when a sinner is born again and is awakened to a consciousness of what a sinner he really is, he needs to be delivered from the consequences of his guiltiness before God. And he needs to be delivered from the law and that which the law proclaims concerning the sinner under it. Cursed is every man that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. When a sinner is born again, he does feel then that he wants things to be put right between God and his soul. When he realizes what the law demands, righteousness to full perfection must be brought, lacking naught, fearless of rejection. And he cannot produce a stitch of it. Not one thought, word, or deed can the sinner produce that God will accept as righteousness. And he has to appear before God in his undone state and stand condemned. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, Lord, who shall stand? He needs to be delivered from being under the law and from its tremendous curse. And blessed be God, there is deliverance to be known. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Jesus' blood through earth and skies, mercy, eternal mercy, cries. And whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Solemn it is to stand before God and feel, if my soul were sent to hell, thy righteous law approves it well. But when a poor sinner reaches that experience in the dealings of God with his soul, What follows? Take his filthy garments off, clothe him with a change of raiment, and deliverance comes under the gospel. Not only so, the character in the text, if that character should be you, I do hope it is the truth concerning many of you. You will need to be delivered from what you are by nature. If you could only receive the truth of it and believe it and seek to live your life in the light of it, it would be helpful to you. What you are by nature has brought all your trouble upon your head, being the sinner that you are. And you and I need to be delivered from it. When you weigh the matter up, as you look within and think upon what you are by nature, when you realize from the sole of the foot even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores, the question will arise, who is sufficient for these things? We are not sufficient of ourselves. Vain will be any human effort to conquer what you are by nature. You may say, I will set a watch at the door of my lips. I will guard my steps. I will do the best I can not to be as I have been. But that will not avail you one jot or tittle. No. The remedies before thee, pray. Ever on thy captain calling, make thy worst condition known. He shall hold thee up when falling, or shall lift thee up when down. Look back over your life as you have lived it, and see the mischief that has come into it, arising from what you are by nature. And God help you, and the preacher too, to reduce to practice this good word before us. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Not only so, you and I need to be delivered from the domination of time things. Time things can be very exacting. Life has got to be lived. You and I have a sphere wherein to live. Every day there are duties to do, difficulties to face. But the concentration of mind that you give in attending to duties, facing difficulties, brings you down very, very low in things divine. You need to be delivered, I say, from the domination of time things in your life. What should dominate your life is eternity and being fitted to go into it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Not only so, the character in the text needs to be delivered from having a name to live and being dead. Do you say, I wonder if the preacher thinks that about any of us? I'm not going to tell you what I think. I have to tell God what my thoughts are about you and not broadcast them. But I am going to tell you a solemn thing, a saint to appear, grow up with wheat and be a tare. And that possibility will be heavy upon your spirit if you are the character in the text. You will not want to have a name to live and be dead. You will want to be delivered from that which is only outside show. You need to be delivered from formality in your profession, because much of it is only outside show and chapel going. But the kingdom of God is within you, the word of God declares. If you weigh these things up before God, you will find it will be good to heed this word. Let us search and try our ways and turn again unto the Lord. I am very much afraid of that scripture. This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoureth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And another scripture I am afraid of too. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear thy words, but they do them not. You do need to be delivered from religion of this kind. It will have Tycho stamped upon it, weighed in the balances, and you, possessing one like it, will be found wanting, and ultimately dying like it, you will be lost. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. The character in the text does need to be delivered from the world and the spirit of it. Henry Fowler writes, "Save me from this bewitching world that hast to death 10,000 hold." A very significant word is bewitching. It is just the effect that the world has upon you as to the spirit of it, as you go about in it. And even going about the streets of the cities and towns, it can be the villages too, even looking in shop windows is bewitching, and covetousness is worked up within you, because there is this and that which your eye lights upon, and your mind goes out towards in a longing to possess it. Bewitching is the world. You need to be delivered from it. You and I have got to seek, as grace is given, to be to this world as dead, alive to that to come. Remember that. I might add that the character in the text will need to be delivered when trouble, like a gloomy cloud, has gathered thick and thundered loud. Samuel Medley has a good line of things here: "and thundered loud." When trouble comes down into your life, if you are the character in the text, there will be some thunder about it, and it will affect your conscience, and you may be reminded that you have not been all that you ought to have been in your profession of Jesus' name, and you have become slack in living the life of the righteous, and the things of time have taken precedence over the things of eternity. And now a trouble has come into your life, and you are brought in guilty before God. Are you? Here is a word to encourage you then. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Do as the woman in the gospel did, whatever the trouble is. And there are some outstanding troubles that can come on people taught of God. The word of God will supply you with illustrations of that truth. I say, do as the woman in the gospel did. Falling down at Jesus' feet, she told him all the truth. And go and do likewise. for you are welcome to do it. Mercy's door is open, and the word of the Lord is, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Whatever your circumstances may be, the Lord will appear, even when it seems to you to be too late. Remember that. You can think of Daniel in the lion's den. He obtained deliverance. The three Hebrews in the fiery furnace, all that was burnt were their bonds, and they were delivered in the furnace as well as delivered out of it. Jesus Christ, the dear Son of God, came down and walked with them in the fiery furnace. The dear Deliverer came down to emphasize the deliverance. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. You might be at such a pass in the dealings of God with you, like Jonah was. Though I am cast out of thy sight, I will look again towards thy holy temple. Yet Jonah got deliverance, and who can tell but what God will be gracious unto you? Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. This word call is suggestive and helpful. I just say this word about it. Pray if thou canst or canst not speak, but pray with faith in Jesus' name. A call need not be words well put together. God does not regard eloquence or oratory. The Lord requireth truth in the inward parts. I, the Lord, search the heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. I can assure you that there is one trouble yet to come on you, when I hope you will get down to the bedrock of what this word brings before us. When your dying hour is come, you will need to be delivered then. Oh, that will be a very solemn, crucial test as to what our religion really is, whether it is of God or no. Some of you have many searchings of heart about it. I'm very glad if you do have such searchings of heart, and the word of the Lord encourages you. And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Medley says, my fears sometimes say, I never shall find, in death's awful day, true peace in my mind. Solemn will be our dying day. And what a wonderful mercy it will be to find the bottom to be good in Jordan's swelling, and to know that he who is the deliverer dwelling in Zion is the death of deaths and hell's destruction. And to be able to feel, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. There is one more deliverance I might just name in coming toward the Amen. You might be in a frame of mind wherein you look back on the dealings of God with you in bygone experiences, when you lived near to God, when the things of God were very precious, when you knew somewhat of the power of such things, but nowadays you are at a very low ebb in your soul's experience. And there is a very solemn contrast between your present experience and that which you have known in the past. A wonderful mercy if you are concerned that there shall be an alteration wrought in your soul's experience, that the joy of former days might be renewed. In the chapter where the text is found, there is a word to encourage you to hope that there is deliverance. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm. All thy wastes I will repair. Thou shalt be rebuilt anew, and in thee it shall appear what the God of love can do. There is also this viewpoint of the subject. Look at the wording of it. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. It shall come to pass. You may have waited a long while, some of you, but then the word of the Lord says, and therefore will the Lord wait that he may be gracious unto you, because his word declares that there is a set time to favour Zion, a time he has set to heal up thy woes, a season most fit his love to disclose, until he is ready to show his good will. Be patient and steady, and wait on him still. It shall come to pass. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. The word of God sets before us outstanding instances where deliverance was wrought, when it seemed almost too late that deliverance could be brought about. And then it came to pass. God will not be too late in delivering you, poor sinner. He has his set time in his eternal purposes. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Then the subject is summed up in this declaration. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said. Now that sets forth the Church of Christ. And it is in the Church of Christ there is deliverance, not outside. You can think that over, because it might help you. If you have ever known a deliverance wherein God has wrought for you and your soul has got a blessing in it, you are in the church. You may not have your name on the church roll. May I add, you should think about having it there. But you can only know that deliverance and get good for your soul inside the church, in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, not outside. It is not known by the man in the street, but as the Lord hath said, In the church there is deliverance, and God has made provision for it. There is the mercy seat, and God reigns on it, and he delights in mercy, delights to dispense it. And there is the provision of a fountain open for sin and for uncleanness. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Also, there is the provision of the Word of God, with its exceeding great and precious promises, exceeding great and precious precepts. 2. All for the benefit and blessing that poor sinners, taught to pray, shall be delivered, and in the deliverance shall get evidence that they are indeed the characters they desire to be, taught of God. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity. In Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said. And remember most of all, in Mount Zion, there is not only a mercy seat, a fountain opened, the Word of God, I might have added a gospel table spread bountifully with heaven's provisions, but best of all, in Mount Zion is he who is the deliverer, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever, and whose word is, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. And it shall come to pass that any poor sinner who is taught to pray shall find in the ultimate issue that Christ is God, I can avouch, and for his people cares, since I have prayed to him as such, and he has heard my prayers. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered." There is only one word to add in concluding. The Lord teach us to pray. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £725, and for the Trinitarian Bible Society on Tuesday evening to £1,722, for both of which we're truly thankful. And God willing, Mr. Seymour is expected to preach this evening, Mr. Michael Pickett on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Adrian Pickett on Friday evening, and Mr. Burgess next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 988. Happiness, thou lovely name, where's thy seat, O tell me where? Learning, pleasure, wealth and fame, all cry out, it is not here. 988.
sermon that has been given. Lord, we pray for thy servant whose engaged to be here to you. Lord, thou hast seen fit, our name is sorry. Lord, we do pray, Lord, that thou hast been with him. If able to get to thy house, Lord, to hear of him, bless him. Lord, if at home, Lord, do favour him in sweet meditation. Lord, we pray that thou be with him, raise him up again, enable him, Lord, to again return to the hills of Zion. He loves to preach. Lord, we do pray that thou bless his labours. Help him to as editor of our magazine. Lord, who be with him, we pray. Lord, hear his prayers for us. Lord, undertake for us. Lord, we pray for thy servant. We hope to hear this. Do help him at fence that and fruit it. And Lord, do bring him up to us this evening. May it prove to be one of thy appointments. That he should be near to you. Lord, do come with him, give him a word to me. May there be a blessing here this evening. We do pray for the Sunday school this afternoon. Lord, do help the children. Lord, may there be something done there for them. Lord, do grant my blessing. That there may be that generation here to follow. Lord, do be with them. Undertake. Thank you for the little one, Lord, who's coming for the first time today. Lord, we pray your blessing. Lord, do go before each one. Lord, may they be pillars engaged in thy home. Lord, we would join with our brother and Lord in praying as we heard on the past day for trustees and professors. Lord, do guide. Oh, thou knowest, Lord, all the changes, Lord, come from time to time. We do pray, Lord, that thou art so help. Do guide us to what to do. Lord, we pray that thou wilt make a way for us. Until as we heard on Tuesday in the TBS, the challenges they face. Lord, do help them too. And Lord, that thy word may still go forth. Lord, do be with us. Do grant our blessedness. May we be in the spirit of the Lord's. Do we be in the hills of Zion up and down them. Help thy servants. Lord, may today be a special day. Day when thou wilt so work amongst the church. Pardon and forgive our every sin. As we would ask him for Jesus Christ. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus